This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer in Atlanta, Georgia, the Southeast, the United States, the Hemisphere, the world. It's what we do. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We got a lot of Atlanta soccer to talk about. Atlanta United 1-0 in 2025. We'll get into that deep into segment number one. We'll get into the storylines around Major League Soccer in week one in our second segment. And look, y'all know how the show ends by now. The 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile. That's segment number three on AST. But segment number one, it's Atlanta United, a 3-2 kind of all over the place win on Saturday night at the Benz in front of 65,000 folks. The third largest crowd in the world on Saturday. Something that you really shouldn't take for granted, even though it's happened a number of times now in Atlanta United's history. This was the opener for season number 9 for Atlanta United, and they have quite a few crowds of over 60,000 people at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's crazy when you take that step back and think about that. The game, like I said, it was all over the place. It was very good in moments. I think very potential filled in moments. Very frustrating in moments, too. Montreal's a much better team than they get credit for. I tried to set that table last week when we talked about this game coming up. This was a team that last year, when we were watching everything play out on decision day, they were a team I did not want to see in that wild card game, and it went down to penalties. It was a team that scared me in that regular season match late in the season that puts you into jeopardy on decision day. It's a very well-coached team under Laurent Courtois, and what impressed me the most about them in this game is they are nowhere near full strength at the moment. Their number 9, Giacomo Vrioni, has not been able to join them yet after coming over in a deal with the New England Revolution. They're missing other pieces as well. Guys just arriving late, injuries to Jalen Neal from his time with the U.S. men's national team. And a lot of times when you see teams on the road that are underdogs to begin with and then missing a lot of familiar faces, they park the bus. We've seen Montreal do that in the past. They get very, very, very defensive and very cynical. And this Montreal team did not do that at all. They tried to play. They played very well. They came back twice to tie the game. Atlanta went ahead three times, and the last one stuck, a brilliant goal from Edwin Mosquera. Let's start with Ronny Dyla and what he had to say after the match on Saturday night. Just his basic thoughts about kind of, again, the all over the placeness of this match. Here's Ronny Dyla speaking to the media after the match on Saturday.
I think the first half was excellent, defending and attacking. And as a half, I really enjoyed watching as a coach. Second half is very hard to watch as a coach. I'm sure very nice to see for those who love football, but for me it was very open. And we couldn't connect passes together in the same way that we did in the first. I think we get a little bit shock, maybe not shock, but a little bit when we get a goal very early in the first second half against us. What is good, we had unbelievable resilience in the team. We, you know, we come back three times after we've been a league lead, and we get the 3 points in the end in the first game with so much attention before the game, and you know, it's, we want to really, really show ourselves. So, and again, I'm proud of the boys what they did. I think it was, there was a game of two halves, and I think. Montreal is a team that many are going to struggle with because they are very organized. They play open, good football. They are a year in front of us when it comes to playing over time together. Uh-huh. So that you can see. Massive 3 points and unbelievable atmosphere.
A lot to unpack there from Ronny Dyla speaking after the win on Saturday night. He used the word resilience. I used perseverance a lot late in the match. Kind of same thing here. This was a team in Atlanta United that, you know, I wonder if they would have had that resilience last season where they take the lead in the first half after a really good first half, but they only get the one goal. And then Montreal comes out and scores early in the second half. And I agree. It felt like it was a little bit of a shock to the system. Atlanta righted themselves. Took the lead again, then conceded again, then found the lead the third time. That makes me feel like there's growth in this group. That makes me feel like maybe personality-wise, this team is a little more resilient, is a little tougher in handling some of those difficult moments. First half was great. You needed more than one goal out of it, and that's something that I'm not too worried about with this team in general because I really like the firepower in it. I really like the attacking ability in this group. I think they're going to be okay on the goal scoring side, but with that much control and that much dominance in the first 45, you need a couple goals out of that because when you don't get it, you open that door, or at least you leave that door open for the opponents to be able to come back into the game. And I thought the subs that Courtois made, bringing Pierce on, bringing Duke on, really made them more balanced and really changed the game and made it tougher for Atlanta. Game was a little too wide open in the second 45. Here's Mateusz Klich from the locker room on Saturday with his takeaways from this match.
Obviously, our defense, playing in defense, and as a collective, as a team, we need to improve on that because everyone could see today that we can go forward and we have good players, and we just need to keep the ball longer and have more control of the game. But that, as I said, we have a new team and we need to get each other know each other.
I want to go back to something that Klich said there, and I want to go back to something that I've talked about during preseason, and I think, as I said, I believe after the Birmingham game, and probably repeated a few times, I'm going to repeat it again. I think this season is really going to be an interesting push-pull between being vertical and being aggressive in getting forward while leaving yourself open. And controlling games a little bit more. I don't know where the scale is going to fall. I think what we're seeing from Ronny Dyla and what he wants is very aggressive. But I think what you're going to see over time evolve is a balance between aggressiveness and a little more control, especially as the game goes on, especially as the legs get a little bit heavier, especially as the opponent starts to come into the game a little bit, because you're never going to control 90 minutes. You're never going to be on top of everything for 90 minutes. I thought the first 45, Atlanta was pretty much on top of the game and playing in the way that they wanted to play. As they got more tired and as Montreal got better, I think you needed to add a little more control. And keeping the ball at times is going to be that interesting balancing act here for Atlanta United. It will be a fascinating tale as we go throughout the 2025 season. One other element to this match that I think is very important, and I'll dig a little deeper into after this clip, is Matt Edwards, Ronald Hernandez starting at fullback. It was Matt Edwards' first start in Major League Soccer. Here's what he had to say after the conversation, or after the match, in the locker room with myself and Mike Conti about making his first start. Here's Matt Edwards.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of hit me when the game was done a little bit. You know, you work hard to get to these moments, but I don't feel anything yet, just because, you know, wasn't the best game from all of us, wasn't the best game from me, but, you know, just looking to improve, and that's all you can really do as a professional.
I thought Edwards was pretty good. I thought he was pretty good in this game. He looked like a player making his first start. I think the element for Atlanta United that you have to keep in mind about where they will go as they evolve in 2025. Brooks Lennon, Pedro Amador, who were both part of training today. Lennon further away from Amador, but I don't know how much further away from Amador, to be honest. Both were pretty involved. Both looked to be in pretty good fitness. Lennon was not involved in the more contact-oriented things. That's going to be the question for him with his shoulder, but fitness-wise, looks pretty good. So that will help you once he gets the all clear on the contact. But when you get Lennon and you get Amador back into this team, I think it's going to affect not just the defense per se. I don't think it's going to have a situation where you're going to be locked down defending with your back four all the time. What I think it does from a defensive perspective is you're going to be better attack-wise with Lennon and Amador, because they're both going to stretch the field wide. When you have inverted wingers like Almiron and Saba who want to cut inside on their dominant foot, that takes away some width naturally. Lennon and Amador will give you that. I don't think Edwards and Hernandez gave you as much of that as you'd like to have to make your offense function even better. And when your offense is functioning even better, it's going to force teams back even more, and they're not going to be able to attack as much. So you help your defense by not sitting back to defend, if that makes sense. I think that's where this is going to go over time, once you get Lennon and Amador back in, or once you get Hernandez and Edwards comfortable enough to contribute more in the attack. And I'm really curious to see this weekend against Charlotte, because if Charlotte plays Tim Ream as a left back, you're not going to see him get forward a ton. That might give Matt Edwards a little more opportunity to push the game a little bit higher up the field. He has the ability, and I thought he showed in preseason that he's getting better at picking out those passes and being more of a contributor in the attacking third. All right. I want you to hear a little bit from Dean Smith, the manager of Charlotte FC. They went on the road and they got a really good result in terms of what it looks like on the board with a draw in Seattle. Well, the gaffer was not very happy about the performance of his team, Charlotte, in this game. Here's what Dean Smith had to say afterwards in Seattle.
I've just said to the players, I take no satisfaction out of even just getting a point today. The performance was nowhere near our levels. They were a better team. They deserved to win. But it was a poor night. I thought they ran harder than us. And we're lucky to come away with a point today.
Pretty harsh from Dean Smith. Not taking any satisfaction out of getting a result in a building that could be housing the Western Conference champions in 2025. It's a little harsh. I don't know about that approach. I'll be curious to see what the reaction is from Charlotte players to hearing that. I didn't get to see the entire match live. It's a match that I haven't had a chance to sit down entirely with. It felt harsh from what I saw. There was more. This is, in a follow-up question, this is what Dean Smith had to say about the performance.
I just thought we were miles off it. Listen, take nothing away from Seattle. I thought they were good. There were moments in the first half when we played through them quite well. I just don't think we weren't. We never pressed as a team today, and that was the problem. And they had good possession because we never pressed as a group. And if you don't do that, then players, you know, teams will be able to play through you, and they played through us too easy today.
Just winning the second. I'm really curious to see if Charlotte comes out and presses better, more effectively against Atlanta. And I'm really curious to see where that possession battle goes. Charlotte's going to have to be more on the front foot at home in front of what we expect to be a large crowd at Bank of America Stadium. If they get higher up the field, Atlanta with their pace, I think it could be a very, very interesting game, and one that will favor Atlanta United if Charlotte is a little too much like Dean Smith is kind of hinting that he wants to see. Going to be a fascinating one. Dean Smith will have to get his crew ready. Ronnie Dyla will get his crew ready. We will be there at Bank of America Stadium on Saturday. Pregame coverage will start at 1 o'clock on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Kickoff will be just after 2 o'clock on Saturday. Coming up in the next segment on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we're going to bounce around Major League Soccer Week 1, the storylines you need to know about after 1 week of play in the 30th season of Major League Soccer. That's coming up after the break on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.